Welcome to the very first episode of my new podcast, and the name is Stalking Podstocks. Who would have ever thought that? Well, I am Ed Shane, and I am here to tell you that investing is not as easy as you might think it is. As a matter of fact, for some people, like myself, I've had to make all kinds of mistakes. I'm going to refrain from cursing right now because, you know, I don't want to say anything that might offend anybody, you know, living in a PC world and all, but I've lost and made so many mistakes in trading stocks that I finally took note of all those flaws I had trading stocks and try to find a way to avoid making them. And so I come up with some rules to do that. And that's kind of what this podcast is going to be about, because what you will never get from this podcast is a stock tip buying or selling, because tips are only as good as, well, what is it as good as? It ain't as good as for shit, let me tell you that right now. Tips are typically people who already own a stock who are trying to pump that damn thing up so that they can go ahead and pass that trash on to you while they go and make some money somewhere else. That's exactly what that is. You just got a little taste of what you're going to get from this podcast. Because let me tell you something. There is one thing that I just cannot stop myself from doing. And that is ranting and raving about why we fail. Not at just trading like stocks and things of that, but even in life. Why? Because we don't pay enough attention to why we screwed up in the first place. And the last thing I want to do is try to tell people how bad they are, because I'm not trying to do that. What I'm trying to do is to give you some information to pay a lot of attention of some of the things that you do that, well, in our case, because it's Podstocks, lose money, you know? Try to step back a moment and say, what am I doing that continues to lose money in the stock market or in pot stocks or whatever, and when I'm investing? Those are the things that you need to write down. When do I lose money, and why do I keep doing it? Because the truth is, we're our own worst enemies. We self-sabotage. We do things like all in. Oh, I don't care anymore. You know what? I'm sick of being patient and blah, 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 blah. Right? Am I saying something that's resonating a little bit? Because let me tell you something, man. I've read so many books. I've tried so many strategies. And it's always cost me money. So I finally said, you know what? I'm not gonna put all my money in an idea. I'm not gonna read some news and believe it. I'm not going to take a tip and act on it. Instead, I'm going to stalk the stock I'm interested in. As a matter of fact, why don't you stalk every stock that you can? I know this sounds funny. Sounds crazy. Stalking a stock. Why stalk a stock? Let me tell you why you stalk a stock. Because somebody out there in the universe got you to start paying attention to one of those stocks. And guess what? At almost the exact moment that they got you to start looking at this stock, you were flying high on expectations. You were excited, and you couldn't stand to sit back and just wait. You bought it. You had to buy it. This is the typical thing that happens with not just new investors, but almost the majority of them, even people who have been through the ringer, man. You've got to be a study of yourself, man. Think about it. It gets on your radar, and at that moment, you're so excited. You buy it, you know? You've got high hopes. The thing sticks around for a while. It might even rally pretty decent for a moment, but guess what? You don't want to sell it because you've got this hope that you think, man, this thing is going to fly high, and it's going to make me rich, right? Tell me you didn't think that way. I have thought that way on so many damn stocks in the past. And you know what? There's this moment where you just go, I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't. If I sit back, it's going to go up. If I buy it, you know, I'm afraid to sell it because it's going up. Then it starts going back down. I'm not going to sell that damn thing now. I was up fucking 50%. Excuse my language. I was up 50% and now I'm up 10. Are you kidding me? If I'm going to sell it, I ain't going to sell it till it gets back up to that 50% I was up. Listen, this is what I call human behavior. Or you know, we are humans and we behave a certain way. And believe me, the majority of people that trade stocks do not make money. And there's a reason why, because they all act the same way. And you can kind of predict it. So the podcast that I'm going to be, this podcast right here, Stalking Pot Stocks, is so much more than just information about the stock itself or the company. It's about how to trade based off of human behavior, because I am a big proponent of that. I believe that human behavior drives the market. And if that's true, and if you think that, you know, that's great. But are you implementing it right? You know, so I've come up with a lot of rules to help me discover this human behavior and make sure that I don't keep making the same damn mistakes over and over and over again. Man, I mean... And believe me, this does not apply just to penny stocks. You can lose a lot of money in companies that have been around a long time and that make a lot of money. You know, you can fall in that trap of just believing no matter what, it's going to come back. Well, guess what? Stocks don't always come back. As a matter of fact, you'll be surprised how many of them rally and then come right back down and never show their face again. As a matter of fact, some of them, and many of them, tend to go into hibernation and you just get stuck holding that crap. So my rules and the things that I will be sharing going forward in this podcast are all about how to avoid these traps. How do you stop? How do you get a mindset where you can take a profit without the fear of missing out on more, you know? And how to cut your losses before they become so big that you lose your life savings. These are serious things that I'm talking about here. And if you may be just an investor that want to just buy, hold, and, you know, go away. You know, I get that. And there is nothing wrong with that. There really isn't. But if you enjoy trying to find that stock, trying to trade stocks, then I have a lot of information to share with you going forward. And what the thing I like to tell people is we are all different. We're not the same. So we're going to trade differently from our own mind. You know, we have our own ways of doing things. So what you're supposed to do with anything of that nature is take what applies to your, what applies to you, what you understand and what makes sense and what you have, you can comprehend, and then try it. Because if you try something that has worked for other people that, you know, you think that can work for you, then that's something to grab onto. Kind of lost my momentum there. You know what? I had a lot of good information coming out of my filthy mouth. So I'm going to slow it down a little bit. Take a deep breath. The whole purpose of trading is to make money. Not to worry about how much you missed out on. Never think that you're so damn right that you're going to put all your money in it. Stop thinking you've got to make every damn ounce of profit off of a stock, man. Am I being a dick or what? Listen, not all of us go through this crap, but I have, man. I mean, I got to a point where I could say, if I sell this damn thing, it's going to go up. If I buy it, it's going to go down. You know, the amount of that it dictated every decision I made thinking that. You got to throw that away. Throw it away. Okay? I mean, geez, how many of you have ever bought a stock and it soared, right? And you didn't take no profit. And you know what I hear people argue, and that's fine. I kind of get it, you know. I'm not trying to, I really don't want to bash people. All I want you to do is recognize things. But I've had people say, I bought it at $10. It's still $20 a share. And then you start thinking, well, so you're okay with it that it just hit $200 a year ago or more? And you're okay with only being up 100%. I'm sorry, but I don't believe that. You've got to understand that stocks get overbought and stocks get oversold. The idea, I mean, don't get me, you're never going to hit. I mean, you can get lucky, but the truth is you're not going to hit the top. You're not going to hit the bottom. So you have to come up with a plan that gets the majority, you know, that gets a lot of the top or close to the top or on the way to the top. Because anyone that tells you they know how far a stock is going up or down is lying to you, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. You know, I mean, I'll share a lot of information going forward about individual stocks that I've talked about on my Facebook blog. And to kind of go over some of these things that I'm talking about right now, what I want to do is I want to get your attention. Stop thinking that whatever has happened in the past will come back and happen again. That's not true. These are all things that we're all acceptable to accepting. We accept it. We accept that I made a mistake, but guess what? I know it will come back. Well, I just want to tell you, man, you got to stop thinking that way, because if you keep thinking that whatever decisions you make, you'll get your money back, that is the recipe for disaster. You know, it really is. Man, I ranted. You see, this is what this podcast is going to be a lot about. I'm going to go through a lot of tickers. And for those of you that may not know, I don't want to ever act like somebody don't know things, but I think a lot of new investors don't know certain things. So I always want to throw some things out there. But ticker symbols, as most of you probably know, are the abbreviation of a company. And it's the ticker symbol is what you need to trade a stock anyway. So I'll be sharing a lot of ticker symbols and information about what I think about those stocks and why, all based on a price action or the energy of the stock, not the news and where I think it's going. You know, man, price action will always dominate, price action predicts the direction of the company. It just does, in my opinion, again. So I hope that you follow my podcast. I'm going to have a lot of great information to share that I'm sure many of you have experienced yourself. So you know I'm not bullshitting. I'll never, remember again, I don't know if I've already said this, but I'll never tell you to buy or sell a stock, because I believe in the idea of teaching. I think you have to be your own teacher. But what I'm trying to do is point out things that you can teach yourself. Because if you can teach yourself to pull the trigger, buying and selling, instead of relying on somebody else, then you'll eventually make money. But there's a lot of blocks, mental blocks, that I believe us human beings have. We have a lot of mental blocks. And we are usually our own worst enemies when we do things. You've got to think clearly. Think about the things that you do and the ones that destroy your trading. Am I getting too serious here? All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen. This is my very first episode, and I just wanted to kind of rant about some things of what I'm going to be sharing. I think you'll find it interesting, because what I'm going to end up doing is, if time permits, I'm a construction worker. I own my own construction company out here in Los Angeles, and it takes up a lot of my time, and I trade on the side. And like I said, I'm just here to try to throw some things out there so that people don't lose their money. I think I can help you there. I'll never tell you what to buy or what to sell, but I will use stocks as examples of what I look for when making a purchase or getting rid of it. And we'll talk a lot about how to allocate your portfolio, because a lot of people put too much money in one area or in one stock, and that is what creates the problems in the first place. So we're going to really discuss a lot of those things, and I'm going to be going through the ticker symbols, how I separate my tickers that I stalk, and I'll go line by line with these ticker symbols on a weekly basis if time permits. So that you, basically what I'm going to be doing is reading, like a fortune teller reads a person. I'm going to be reading these stocks on a weekly basis to give you some insight on what I see. Doesn't mean they're going to be right, because there is a time to be invested in the market. There is a time to be out of the market, and there's a time to just sit back and let things develop. But when you know what you know, and that's when you invest, you'll make a lot of money quick. And believe me, the stock market is all about spurts. It's not like buy and hold and... I shouldn't say that. There's nothing wrong with long-term investing. But if you want to maximize your profits and minimize risk, you have to get in and out, in my opinion. And that's my strategy, is not day trading. It's not even close to day trading. I like to call it a fling trade. I like to have a fling with a stock until that stock just keeps upsetting me. You see, they start turning on me. Then I like to get the hell out. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. And the beauty about stocks is you don't have to take no lip from nobody. You can just get right out of that relationship. You can leave that fling in an instant. That is incredible. When you can think, instead of starting I'm ranting again, just some ideas coming in my head. Instead of spending like $300,000 or $400,000 on a Wetzel Pretzel company, getting it started, right? $300,000 or $400,000 in debt, and then paying them whatever their fees are every month. Think about owning a company like Starbucks or Chipotle. And then when shit goes bad, all you have to do is put a sell order. You're done. You're out of business with them, with minimal loss. Why in the world are all of us wanting to start businesses, us entrepreneurs? I'm an entrepreneur. Why do we start businesses? It's in the blood, definitely in the blood. But stocks, man, you can hop around. You can enjoy. You can enjoy the profits without doing all the work. Of course, there's some research, which we'll get into later because I'm not a big research person. I mean, I think it's great to know things, but the problem that I've always had in the past with knowing too much is it kept me in stocks that were going down. And so I stopped it. I don't want to be in a stock that's going down just because of all the damn good news that's been coming out or all their good profits. Well, if they're so damn good and the profits are so amazing, why in the hell is the stock going down? That's what this podcast and my strategy is all about. It's not about the price. If the price action of a stock tells a lot. So that's what I'm going to talk about more than anything. When a stock, I was ready to end this thing, but guess what? I want to talk about this because it's so important. For an entry point. And don't get me wrong. Here's the thing. So many people think, well, you said it was going to bottom out, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? Every floor that ends up, that is found, it doesn't mean that it can't crash through that floor down the road. But what it does do is give you a little bit of time to enter a trade until you find out that floor can hold or not. So there's so much to talk about in investing. Little things that can really help you just by watching what's going on. Instead of trying to decipher the news, and I love the news. I love news on stock. I don't buy stocks because of the news, but what I do like about the news is what the stock does after the news is out. That is a good tell. Whether it's good news, bad news, or a whole lot of news coming out every other day. And, you know, you get these little quick pops and then it drops lower than it was before the news. You know, these are tells. And these are the things that I'm going to get really specific about with my podcast. So think about that. Think about these little things. I think they're magical. I think that these little things that I'm going to be talking about with my podcast will help every investor with their buying decisions and their exit strategies. I don't believe you should ever, ever purchase a damn stock if you don't have an exit strategy. I mean, if you have a longer term view on something, that is great. All right, well, then you should, right off the bat, if you're going to have a longer-term view, whether it's 2 years, whatever, 5 years, whatever, and you know what? Things can change tomorrow, which should really, like, oh, I had a view of 5 years, but guess what? Now I know this. I don't have that view anymore. So, I don't like that too long of term. I think every trade I make is about just buying at the moment because it's right. And then I'm not going to sell that stock necessarily tomorrow or the next day or a week or a month or a year. I sell it when it shows me and tells me that this damn thing is done. It's done for a while. And those are the things that I want to share with you is some of the things to look for when stocks are done going down and done going up. Because then you can hold them. You can hold, And then let's get into, I hope I'm not mixing people up here, but let's get into how much of it you own, you know? Everybody goes, I'm buying it here, I'm selling it here. You know, a lot of it has to do with how much of it you already own or don't own. You know, you build positions. And then when those positions start to get a little hefty, whether they're going up or down, you got to start weighing whether or not you should sell or buy. So those are the kind of things I'm going to be sharing and just hammering. I'm going to repeat them a lot because those are the things that will make you money. Repetition is everything in everything in everything. Gosh. Well, you know what? I hope that I've inspired you to take interest in my podcast, Stalking Pot Stocks, because there's a lot to take in. And it's going to take a while. All right. I'm Ed Shane, and I am the host of Stalking Pot Stocks. My very first episode is a wrap. Have a great night, morning, or afternoon, depending on when you're listening to this. And please, if you have a review going forward, I don't want you to review something right now. This is just my intro. Give you guys some ideas of what you're in for. And believe me, I have some crazy outburst. I'll try and make this entertaining when I can. But and I'm hoping to have some host or to some host. What am I talking about? I'm hoping to have some guest, and I'm going to do very little editing on this stuff. So please forgive my language barrier. I still haven't learned English. All right, you guys, peace. Take care. Trade well.